Well, Clinton, the question of the day is, can you remember addresses easily?
Well, that depends on when I learned the address. So when I remember my parents' address, I remember my grandparents' address, and obviously I know where I live now. New addresses can be a bit of a problem. Just because I don't have to anymore.
Oh, got
it. Because now you can just put in the business name and your little navigator will take you there.
Yeah, like it's
so easy. But yeah, I can remember. Do what?
No, it's so easy, right? To remember
to
guess.
Yeah, I mean, it can be easier until you have to write somebody a letter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, imagine that. I noticed how fragile I became when I was in a big city here in Brazil, Clinton. And a lady, she pushed me and my cell phone fell down under the subway. And the subway...
Oh no.
Yeah, man. And then I didn't know my father's cell phone, my mother's cell phone, my wife's cell phone. Everything that I thought that I knew, it was inside that piece of shit that was my cell phone, and it didn't turn on anymore. Man, I could see, I could feel how fragile we are, and we don't even notice, you know? I don't know. If I need to remember a cell phone number, for example, man, I'm dead. It's really, really terrible because I don't have memory for that anymore. Do you remember the cell phone numbers from your family, for example?
I know my parents, and that's it. So, for anybody else in my family, my sisters, no idea. Spouse, no idea.
Just
and that's because, I had to know my parents' cell phone numbers because, you know, for a while I didn't have it, and well, I didn't have a phone. So if I needed to call them when they were out and about, I'd have to, you know, get the house phone and so that one I know, but any other one? Mm-mm.
No way. You would be dead the same way I was in São Paulo. Have you ever heard about São Paulo?
I know a little bit about it, yeah, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Southeast, right?
Yeah, I mean, I live in the southeast of the country, but I live in the countryside part. And then I was there studying for an English course, an English teacher course. And the second day I was in this course, this lady pushed me there. And my life turned into a hell that you can't imagine, boy. You can't imagine.
So do they have I kind of have a similar situation. I went to Canada one time and I don't remember what the year was, but regardless, it was before I had a cell phone before I had a smartphone. Let me back that up. So the only time I had internet access was with my laptop in my hotel room. So where was I going with this story? So anyhow, if I had to navigate somewhere that I didn't know where it was, I had to look it up. Obviously, I didn't have a printer, like memorize the directions and hope that I didn't forget by the time I left my hotel room, like get out in the street. Now, where was I going again? But one little saving grace was they had in various places on the street, they had like a little street map. Do y'all not have that in São Paulo?
I guess they do, but especially in the subway stations. But I have never been there before. So I got so panicked. I got so in panic that I couldn't think like, oh, I should get a computer. I should go somewhere to try to. I didn't know anybody there. I was the stranger there, you know? It was so crazy for me.
Yeah, like I was starting to freak out myself because like I made a wrong turn and was like, I don't remember where I am until I found one of those. I was like, okay, I think I want to get here and this tells me I'm right here. So how can I map out this route?
Oh, Lord. No.
Yeah, it was a little bit stressful, but it was also fun.
Yeah, I didn't feel the fun in my experience, man. I just feel the terror, the creepy moment. I just have bad memories from that day. But I had a great meal before the fucking lady pushed me, pushed my cell phone there. It was a good day before that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, like, you know, they're not expensive. I don't know when your experience was, but cell phones, they're not cheap. They never have been. So, like, that's all that money just gone.
I have the cell phone here to show you. Wait up.
Oh, my goodness. I want to see this.
I spent almost 1,500 reals. Now it's working again.
What? Let's see. Oh, look at it.
You see?
Mm-hmm. What's that you got on the back?
I can't listen to your voice because I removed my headset. Wait up. Now I'm listening to you again. Take a look.
Yeah, what's... I'm part of this story. I want to see your stickers on the back.
Yeah, here.
Who are the people? Oh, so you got your VPFI and then who's that along the edges?
Yeah. Check it out, man. Like, it's working. Oh, it was. Yeah, but
oh, there it goes. Yeah, it turned on.
You know? Yeah, and this is the new one.
This is shiny.
God, it's beauty. So crazy. I like it. But, man, that's it for today, because if I start showing the cell phones here, we are going to take a whole another episode, and tomorrow I'll be back with you talking about a different subject. All right, Clinton?
All right. Sure.
Have a great one, my friend.
You too. Don't break any more phones.
All right. I won't. I probably won't. Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya.